As You Like It, written by Wendy Holden and read by Helen Lederer.
Chapter 1. So, how exactly would you define star quality? Kate, pen poised over her reporter's notebook, looked up at the new landlady of the Punch Bowl. When you're booking bands for your new live music nights, I mean. It being morning, the pub was closed, but the doors opened to encourage fresh air inside. None so far had taken up the invitation. A mixture of beer, stale cigarette smoke, and aging gravy filled Kate's nostrils. However scintillating the Punch Bowl's future, and Kate had just spent the best part of an hour hearing it spelled out in unsparing detail, its present looked and smelled the same as always, even down to the usual fat black fly throwing itself half-heartedly against the grimy lace-curtained windows. Despite the new proprietress's plans for complete refurbishment, it seemed unlikely, for the moment at least, that the Punch Bowl would cease to be known as the Punch Up. This affectionate local nickname arose from the pub's location as the last of many that stood along the main drag of Southgate, thus forming the final stop on the notorious drinking route known as the Southgate Stagger. By the time they reached it, the clientele were generally in combative mood. Even the unusually bright day outside did not improve matters inside. A brilliant beam of sun highlighted the hideous patterned carpet that had been there since time immemorial. It shone pitilessly on sticky marks on tables and dust rising from red plush banquettes whose gashes bled dirty yellow foam, all soon to be replaced, apparently, by brass rails, colonial fans and something called a fusion menu. Jolene Shaw's ambitions, as Kate was now hearing, also included the launch of the Punch-Up as a showcase for local live music acts. The ones who had rehearsed, that was, rather than the ones who staggered out after closing time roaring 4 and 20 virgins.
Star quality!
Jolene drew confidently on her cigarette. She was a thick-nosed blonde of a certain age, whose short skirt exposed an acreage of bare thigh that looked as if you could strike a match on it. She belonged, Kate recognised, to the tribe of women Dad described, not entirely disapprovingly, as big, rough and slightly dirty.
"World's best at talent spotting, me," she asserted. "Know straight away, I do, whether they're going to be any good or not."
Kate was intrigued, despite herself.
"Really? So, what's the magic ingredient?"
Talent spotters in her experience were few and far between in Slack Mucklethwaite. No one at least had spotted her genius as a journalist yet. It would be interesting to know what the town's answer to Simon Cowell thought constituted star quality.
"Good looks?" Kate pressed. Great songs? Stage presence? Keeping in tune?
Jolene raised her eyebrows.
Round here? You're joking, aren't you, love?
Originality?
Kate thought of Darren, the junior reporter's rock band. Original was one way of describing them, perhaps the only way. Jolene shook her choppily cut yellow head, which, stylistically speaking, occupied the midpoint between Anthea Turner and Joan of Arc at the stake.
No, what it all boils down to is whether they stand up or not.
Kate's pencil dropped out of her fingers.
Stand up?
That's right. Bands what sit down look boring and aren't as easy to see in a pub, so the first thing I ask them when I'm booking them, even before I've asked them what sort of music they play, is, can you stand up?
You had to laugh, Kate reflected as she left the Punch Up, even if you sometimes felt like doing the exact opposite. After all, it wasn't as if what had just happened was unusual. Barely a day went by on the Slack Mucklethwaite Mercury, locally known as the Mockery, without some scarcely credible incident. In last week's edition, for instance, the Are You an Animal Lover headline had provoked complaints from readers about the media's obsession with sex, despite its being intended to drum up volunteers for the neighbourhood dog shelter. Jolene Shaw's intention of staging the local equivalent of Pop Idol rang warning bells in itself. Artbeat, the Mercury's culture section, was after all no stranger to controversy. Only recently had the furore caused by Kate's coverage of the Slack Mucklethwaite Players' production of Romeo and Juliet began to subside. That the role of 14-year-old Juliet had been taken by the Players' customary leading lady, 50-something chairwoman Gladys Arkwright, had caused a mild sensation among the audience.